Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get this story. A reporter says Montana's Republican candidate for Congress body slammed him into a wall when he tried to ask a question Wednesday night. Here's how it sounded from The Guardian.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
All right, we bring in now Brad Milkey to tell us a little bit more about what happened to reporter Ben Jacobs. Brad, what do we know so far?
Well, Ben Jacobs was covering the special election. Apparently, the candidate for Congress was about to do an interview with a Fox News crew. Everyone was kind of waiting around in there. Ben saw an opportunity to ask him about the CBO score from the health care bill and ask if he, you know, what he thought about that. Basically was told, talk to my press man. He had a brief follow-up, and he says before he knew it, the congressional candidate's hands were around his neck, and Ben Jacobs was on the floor. The Fox News crew even said that they saw the candidate striking Jacobs when he was there on the ground. He broke his glasses, and you heard there from the audio the candidate saying the last guy from The Guardian did this as well, apparently being pushy or whatever the candidate thought. And Jacobs says that he was still having pain in his arm later that night.
Wow. So this special election is happening today. This happened only hours beforehand. How close was this race before?
Well, it was unclear because polling in Montana is so difficult to gauge. But by and large, I think people considered Greg Gianforte, this Republican candidate, to be the clear favorite. He had gotten endorsements from the state's three largest papers. They all happen to be owned by the same group, but they do reach the most people in the state. Well, get this. All three of those papers have now overnight retracted their endorsements of Greg Gianforte. They're urging people not to vote for him, saying that we simply cannot trust someone who lays hands on a reporter when he's asked a simple question. But get this, I mean, two-thirds of the state has already voted. There are early voting laws in Montana, and you're not allowed to replace your ballot on election day. So regardless of how you feel about these, the candidates, a lot of people in Montana have already gone ahead and voted.
That being said, is there any sort of recall that could happen after the fact because of these circumstances?
I mean, theoretically, I suppose, pending this investigation and pending charges on Gianforte, you could see some sort of a recall effort. I think it would be difficult, but certainly possible. In the meantime, we do know that the local sheriff has charged the candidate with misdemeanor assault. The sheriff actually had to come out and say, that he gave a $250 check to his campaign a few months ago, but said that didn't influence the investigation. They did decide to bring charges, and since there were not really extensive injuries to Ben Jacobs, the reporter, they were not going to go ahead with a felony charge. But there are charges now against this candidate this morning.
What is Gianforte saying about what happened?
Well, it's a bizarre statement from the candidate's office. They say that Ben Jacobs came in the room uninvited, shoved a recorder in the candidate's face. When asked to lower it, he didn't. You don't hear any of this on the audio tape, this idea that they said, please, lower your tape recorder. Then they say, after Gianforte grabbed for the recorder, that Ben Jacobs spun around and somehow pushed Gianforte to the ground, and that's how they ended up down there. That is contradicted clearly by the audio that we heard, in which it does not sound like Ben Jacobs is being aggressive at all. And Jacobs, the reporter, is backed up by that Fox News crew that was in the room. They say it happened exactly as Ben Jacobs said, if not worse, because, like I said, they claim the candidate was then striking Jacobs when he was on the ground.
Brad, have you ever been to an election night party in the county jail?
It really is utterly bizarre, and I've reported alongside Ben before. He is not a towering, physical, intimidating presence, I'll tell you that. And he, for one, has said overnight that this is by far the strangest night of reporting that he's ever done there in Montana.
All right, that is Brad Milkey joining us to talk about what some are calling the Montana mauling.
Listen,
speak with Shane, please.
But you don't. Just
last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
The last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.